Hello? Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. This is a quick survey. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay, perfect. How likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely to vote? Okay, perfect. And overall, how would you vote, how would you rate the local economy in your area or North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It could be better.
So would you say that not so good, poor?
Yeah, not so good.
Not so good. Okay, perfect, sir. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? I'm going to read the statements. The first one, it says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. And the next statement, it says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Number one.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. And thank you for your opinion, sir. And the next one, can you mark, in this case, your opinion on which of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first person on the list is Don Davis. Would you say very? You don't know. Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Well, Joe's not running now.
And what would be your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
You know Joe Biden's not running.
I do understand, sir. I just need your opinion. I cannot just skip the question. I'm sorry.
Why you can't skip it? Okay.
Everything is being recorded. I cannot just assume it. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I cannot skip it. Can you please provide me one of the options? I understand that he's not running, but it's not my opinion what the company is looking for in this case.
Oh, okay, yeah. Joe is good.
So would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. The next one is for Donald Trump.
Not at all.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, perfect. And the next one is for Roy Cooper.
Favorable.
No, sir. Unfavorable, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, will you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, just to make sure about your opinion?
Favorable.
Oh, favorable, will you say very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Very. Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, Lori Buckout.
I don't know about her.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Thank you for letting us know. The next person on the list is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Or Kamala Harris? Okay. And will you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
favorable.
Okay. Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And if the this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, a Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. The next one, it says that in this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
Mark Stein.
Okay, Josh Stein, not a problem. And the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your opinion. Do you belong to a credit union or not, sir?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, understood. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? The first one on the list is the bank. The second one, credit union. The third option, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab. The next one is check cashing outlet or other institution.
Credit union.
Of the following four options that I read to you, which one is your primary financial institution? The bank, the credit union, check cashing outlet, or order institution?
The credit union.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. And next, here are some statements about a record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement about Don Davis, he says that through support for North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills. On that one, do you think that statement makes it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
I would say positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive, just to make sure.
Somewhat,
okay, thank you. And the next one, it says that Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions and make more small business loans because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses, in this case, to grow, to create local jobs. Do you consider that like very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Very positive.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate that, sir. The next one, the next statement, it says that Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help, like car loans, first time mortgages, and small business loans. Does that make it a very positive, somewhat positive for you, neutral, negative?
Positive.
Would you say very positive or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then the next statement, it says that as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans. Using the same scale of very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, how will you rate this?
Neutral.
Okay. The next one, it says Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold on to their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies. That one, using the same scale, how will you rate that statement?
Neutral.
Neutral. Thank you for your opinion, sir. We appreciate that. The next one is that Don Davis has taken action to secure a border, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossings, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Neutral. I ain't seen none of that.
All right, not a problem, sir. Not a problem. We respect your opinion, sir. And knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Neutral.
That one, using the neutral. Okay, thank you, sir. Next one, it says that Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina. Attending the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Thank you. And next one, it says that Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers, and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Neutral.
Okay, perfect. The next one is that Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members. Neutral. Okay, sir. Before we finish, and thank you for your opinion, lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all information you have heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support, Don Davis, a Democrat, or Lori Buckout, a Republican?
Davis, the Democrat.
Davis, okay, perfect. Not a problem. Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 or 39 years old, 40 to 54? 55 to 64 years old, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. I appreciate it, sir. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Both.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No, I don't have any Hispanic in my family.
All right, no problem, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And are you a member of either the military service, or a retired military veteran in this case?
No. Uh-huh.
No? Okay, not a problem, sir. I appreciate it. Also, in this case, can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is ESPN Plus. Do you
watch ESPN? You do? Yeah.
All right. And Paramount Plus is the next one.
Who?
Paramount Plus.
Prime Plus.
Yes, okay. The next one is Hulu.
I don't know much about them.
Not a problem, sir. The next one is YouTube TV.
No.
Thank you, sir. Next one is Sling TV.
No.
No, okay. The next one on the list is Fubo.
No.
No, all right, perfect, sir. And next one is Disney Plus.
No.
And next one is Peacock.
No.
Okay, perfect. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? You have a great rest of your day. We certainly appreciate it, your time and your opinion. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. You too. Be blessed.
Thank you, sir. Amen.